More hauntings. Stories of the paranormal just keep coming out. Some are strange indeed. I guess we could divide the paranormal into categories if we wanted to, and they might be visions, voices and sounds. I don't want to forget temperature. I say this because many people have experiences where it seems for no reason things get extremely cold. The believers think this is because spirits need energy and they siphon off the energy which creates the warm air. Obviously, it could also be caused by an unknown draft. This is especially true when people are in an old castle or other drafty buildings. Some people are totally convinced they have a ghost on their premises. One of them is an English actress and writer. She is convinced her digs in Cheshire, England are haunted. She feels this way because she said she has had incidents when the covers were pulled off her bed and she could feel a hand. On top of that, she said she saw the ghost and believes it is the ghost of a famous serial killer. This sounds serious, doesn't it? This is why she has hired an exorcist. According to some people who have investigated the paranormal, some places have more paranormal events than others. They seem to be places like battlefields, hospitals and jails, to name a few. One prison guard claims he has seen a lot of paranormal activity in the very old jail he works in. The jail is over 150 years old. There was an area of the prison which seemed to have more paranormal activity than the rest. He claims to have had an experience while on suicide watch. He saw a vision of a guard wearing an old-time uniform go by. The vision was gone in a couple of seconds. It seems this officer has had several such experiences. Some believe since prisons are places of violence, there are spirits which live on and stay. It turned out other people working in that prison had also had paranormal experiences. Some videos are easier to fake than others. I am not saying the video I am about to mention is a fake, just that it could easily be faked. A clip from a closed-circuit television camera shows an empty room and yet there are voices. It was said to have been taken at Edinburgh Manor in Iowa, a supposed haunted location. Not all ghost encounters are scary, according to some people who said they have had them. Julia Fox, an actress and model, said she has had ghostly encounters. She said she bought a home in New York City and found a shrine downstairs to a ghost. She says she met the ghost and her name is Beauty and the ghost is watching over her. The actress said her son also sees the ghost, but she is very nice to them. Could there be friendly ghosts protecting people in their homes they don't know about? An elderly man was murdered in his home. Two relatives were accused. The suspects claim a ghost committed the murder and her son shot him afterwards. Their claim is when the ghost killed him it took over the dead body and that was when the son shot him. Wow, if you believe that one, I have a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. A search warrant was issued which authorized the police to seize any evidence of paranormal activity. The former butler to Princess Diana thinks he is being haunted by her. He claims he and his husband and attributes strange sounds and the smell of tobacco to the ghost of Diana. They claim the ghost is saying I am sorry. If one was to go to Arizona to find the most haunted place there, many say it would be Bisbee. This was a former mining town. Many people died in mining accidents and some believe their spirits are still there. There are said to be sounds of wailing and hear the sounds of walking in some of the buildings, yet no one is there. One business though which seems to be very busy is the ghost tour. The following home must have been sold cheap, because I just can't see it being wanted by a lot of people. The home was a former prison for witches in medieval times in England. The woman who bought it said she began to experience paranormal events from day one. Three women were convicted and hung. There was at one time in the 1500s 13 women being held there. It was a jail for over 300 years after that. The owner said she sees ghosts walking about the house and hears unexplained sounds. I have to wonder if she knew the history of this building before she bought it. I think most people know about the actress Susan Summers. Some people believe an unbreakable bond can be formed between a husband and wife who love each other. Could this be the case with her and her husband? Her husband says the events in the home have convinced him there is an afterlife. One of the paranormal events was said to happen when the fireplace started up on its own and her favorite song played from nowhere. He claimed when he went to bed that night, he could feel her lying next to him. One would think there are certain places where the owners would come to expect paranormal events and not be bothered by them. I am thinking specifically about a vampire museum I heard about. The owner recently got creeped out after he purchased what is known as a haunted doll. The owner of the doll paid the owner of the museum to take it out of his home. I would say that was a hint maybe he shouldn't take it. Anyway, he did. The truck transporting the doll broke down. The owner of the museum stated the doll is really creepy. Is it haunted? I guess we will find out in the future. The former owner said he had these strong feelings it was a sign of death. The Sutter Lighthouse was the first electric-powered lighthouse in the world. It sits in England. It is said to be haunted. The first sign of trouble was a lighthouse keeper went crazy. He had been poisoned by the mercury leaking from the light. People claimed to see the vision of the man mutilating himself and then disappearing. One day a man who often visited the lighthouse was found dead there. His ghost is responsible for what people say is an evil presence. A spirit of a man wearing a lighthouse keeper's uniform from the late 1800s can be seen from time to time. This is only some of the paranormal events happening there.